Right, we still haven't rung the plumber, even though I've asked you for the number like 50 times. Because I keep deleting it.
I keep deleting it.
No, because it's in a message and I have a clear message function, all of them, which I've never had before, and it's a novelty, so I keep going clear all. Ah, crap!
Were two of those gone last time we were here?
Yes.
We've only ever had one. It's like...
I was sitting here thinking it's dark, and then I realised that most of my light has been blocked out by dangling MP3 players.
Shall I set mine up to record as well?
Yeah, let's turn the iPod on. Yeah.
Go on then, record it.
No!
Oh, I don't think
you!
We need a third.
We got.
That'll be the secret real one that records the real conversation. Not the ones who faked for these recordings, just like the moon landing.
Yes, they're all scripted.
Yes, actually, we are only one person.
Wouldn't that be good?
That's why we're 7 million.
We're one voice actor.
Right then, we are Borg.
No, you are Borg.
Right then, quick summary, or a reasonable summary, towards the end of last turn.
Murder!
I'm a natural born killer, baby.
Paul murdered Voyage.
I did.
Buglak died accidentally.
Thank you.
In a trap. You then returned to...
I still keep crying about it.
B16.
Nice boots.
You don't have to whisper. They can hear you whispering anywhere.
No, they can't.
Stop rubbing those boots like that.
They're very nice.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Am I done with my thing?
Oh, okay.
Dr. Martin's a brilliant.
It's a nice try. It may work.
On the website.
Haven't we seen something similar to those when we bought...
There was some in Shelley's. But only recently. Yes. They didn't have them in my size, so I bought
them
on the website.
We've seen those. We've tried them on, I think.
Oh, maybe I did.
I'm sure if they're similar to those on.
Didn't I think they were too flat or something?
Maybe you did, yes.
But they're really nice.
Yes. Death of a henchman. So you lost a wizard and a henchman last game. Mm. You're currently resting in room B16, according to my notes. B16 is the Hall of the Divine,
I didn't kill the henchman.
Which is where those lantern archons popped out of the eyes of that statue.
Is that what they were? We didn't know that. They were just lights, were they?
Yes, I believe our cleric recognised them as lantern archons. Okay. Yes, but you killerized them all the same because they attacked you.
Rawr. I'll kill anything, mate.
Well, actually, they didn't. They attacked Boyacht, I believe.
Yes.
Because he was evil! Evil kobolds!
Well, we will never know.
What do you mean we never know? He's evil! Kobolds, you're taught that in dungeon school. Kobolds!
I never went, I was a rebel.
Well, if you're interested, we have the complete arcane.
Oh no, I don't need that.
Eh? Yeah. The complete arcane, which now has such exciting character classes as...
Pick nose, go.
As the... It has a couple of good...
It has pick nose skill.
The geometer's a bit crabby. It has the Argent Savant, which is quite nice. And it has the...
Isn't that fancy word for silver?
Yeah, I thought that, but actually it's a false mage, which is a bit bizarre. That's one you might find interesting in The Alienist.
What's that?
It summons pseudo-natural creatures from beyond the veil of time and
space. Look, my clicker!
Isn't that a really bad thing to do in the world's largest dungeon?
Yes, but you can't send them back.
Woohoo!
Let's
metagame again.
Other than that, I'm not sure what's good. What's good to do? Other than the Argent Savant. Oh, the sevenfold, initiative of sevenfold veil is okay.
Well, it was simple then.
Actually, I quite like Master Transmogrifist. I like changing shape. Mm. Pop, pop, pop.
And the Muppets!
There's some okay...
Muppet babies were better.
But we've also... Well, Steve's also bought the Complete Adventurer, which is the Thief book.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be
the Thief book.
Where's my box?
It's also not so bad, I don't think. But there's new spells in here as well.
Miniatures?
No, the voice box.
New spells in here as well.
Oh. Robust
dice. If you're interested, there are new spells in here.
He probably did, yeah, they'll be upstairs. I'll go and get them from upstairs. Another tidying away thingy.
Stop tidying up.
Yeah, stop doing
it. Leave it exactly as we came to this room.
Exactly as it is. Use it for no other purpose.
No other purpose.
No.
All these worlds are yours except Europa. Attempt no landings here.
I've got my basic dice, so I need any others? No. I don't know.
Because you do like 8 million d6 when you...
Do you know how hard it was to concentrate?
Right now then, where are I can't remember which bits of the dungeon you've been in.
Straight through.
Right, that's good. As long as you can go, tell me where you're heading.
Which causes
I'll be
annoying
weasel.
The last one was big 20. We've been in 22 and 23.
Oh, yes, I know where you've been up this sort of toppy bit.
No, we've not been south from that crossroads.
No.
Can we get all our shout outs done at the beginning and all the way through?
All the shout outs.
Well, you know, what you people do with your fans.
Oh, yeah, our fans.
Yeah.
Have you got my black boxes in here?
You don't have a hound arc on then? No. Do you need any other ones?
Balazar.
Oh,
no, we've got Balazar.
Yeah.
You've got me.
Do we need a big scary orc?
Six of us now.
Yes, there are only six of you now. What are you
going to
do?
You can have
giant. Reduce it to five, it makes the maths better.
You go.
No, don't get rid of me.
Okay, so, let's see.
Where's the box?
With regards to donations, we've done incredibly well this month. Thank you to Dragonkin, Mr. Analytical, and two anonymous donators who wish to remain anonymous. Thank you kindly and greatly and kindly. Demonics has been doing nice summaries, which are very good and shiny.
Yes. Although mistaking...
Tom Lieberman's done that, those lovely little clicky maps, which are the entire thing from number 1 to number 13.
Yeah, so there's a few bones to be picked for that one.
Yeah, I think they're really funny. We also have...
little black fairy creatures.
I've just got an email this afternoon, in fact, which has some sketch versions of the maps on. Crimson Scribes versions of the maps are on. And we have the official maps now. We are an official store of the maps.
Yay.
Which is good. So now all the maps are available, with and without secret doors of varying kinds. So, now then, once our wizard returns and I can stop filling air.
Callis and Slith
have levelled and have been levelled by Steve in the following
And they got to level 4 Ranger and level 4 Druid.
Oh, I thought you were going to multi-class both of them Bard.
I was going to, but...
If he was tempted.
Bard race!
You don't have a bard. You need to find one.
I've got multi-class as a bard.
You need to find one, then kill
it. You should have a bug like a bard.
Can I dual class on multi-class? What's the difference?
It's multi-classing these days.
Okay. The dual classing was in the bad old days.
Somebody was having a conversation with me about
that. That was us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talking about how good Atlas was.
We seem to have lost a member of the bard.
Yeah, he's managed to get some spells now.
Yes.
I gave him resist energy.
Much fire burns, yes.
He changes when he does it. And I gave him common as a language.
Disappeared somewhere. Unless they've hidden it from me, I'm telling you.
They have. I know.
And then he got various other skills.
They have hidden it.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's alright, I'll sort it out.
It's on your chair.
What's it doing there?
It magically appeared.
Oh, that's nice.
Ooh, shiny papers.
I have no idea what to do with it.
Oh, I've seen that, I think.
Perpetuous.
Yes.
That's very nice. I've got a whole sheet.
She has a very big snake.
Yeah.
But Callie's also now learned common, I believe.
Yes.
So you can speak in common. I've forgot all my voices as well. She's got a friend.
I've got a spare barbecue rib if you want it.
Sorry?
I've got a spare barbecue rib.
No, sorry.
A spare rib.
Ooh. Going to need.
There may be some insertion of things up people's arses at some point during this game.
Well, that's your own preference. But anyway, let's go on.
Nine. Get me guys there, don't worry now. Right.
Load numbers.
That's the general synopsis of the previous session.
Yeah.
It was long and far, far away. Last year. Yes, basically. when they were back into normal size. It's February, it's been a month. That's really bad.
Yeah.
Month and a bit. God, we're smiling.
Well, is that 14th? May, Christmas, we've been New Year, holiday, exams.
6 weeks?
Texas was lovely.
Because a month for New Year's now.
Yeah.
6 weeks though.
Texas was lovely. We've done our thank you shout outs, which is nice. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, many great contributors. Which is nice. Oh, I also hear that, yes, you're going to be in a Neverwinter Nights module.
Yay.
as henchmen or characters.
Yay.
In the inn.
I want to be bigger than that, damn it.
Apparently you'll be bigger.
You're never going to be bigger than anyone.
I'll go to sleep in...
Unless you're a potion of giantism.
You're going to drink some ant draft.
Yay, that's such a great idea.
Unfortunately,
the largest halfling in the world.
You're in the wrong universe.
If a halfling takes a potion of giant, does that make me normal sized?
No.
No. Freakish.
What size does it make me?
What potion of enlarge?
It
increased your size by a percentage, so you have to change categories. You get a percentage bigger.
It's been one.
Yes.
Anyway,
not anybody ever counts.
You have rested in room. B16.
Wonderful.
D16.
Yes.
Are you setting watches while you're resting?
Yes. Okay, so that nasty wizard man casts a fireball thing on me.
Fire watches, please.
I'm going first.
Yeah, that'll protect you on his what? No.
What?
Well, if you're setting a watch to stop him fireballing you in your sleep, and he's one of the ones keeping watch.
I'll go on the same watch as him.
Okay.
No, because then everyone else will be asleep and nobody will protect me. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Are you setting watches tall? Yes. What are your watches?
Yes. The lizard men are keeping watch.
The lizard men will watch.
Don't have a lock on it.
This door can be closed. It doesn't have a lock. I don't think it has a lock.
Shut, not locked.
Yeah, it's not got a lock. It has a lock.
We wedge the door.
It's hard even for failing to relock a door.
We wedge the door.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a pretty nice room, this one, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It has positive energy.
I feel all at home. Meditating for
positive energy.
I'm going to cry a lot for Buglak.
Poor old Buglak.
The ex-leader.
Poor Buglak. We liked Buglak.
You did like Buglak.
We liked Boyd.
No, we didn't.
We like Buglak because
he's scum of the earth, random villain. Can't go torching dwarves day in, day out, and nothing to make pressure pushing. And we already killed him once, anyway.
So, watches. How many watches?
And it was an accident, anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Because
only
so
a complete idiot would fireball themselves just to get someone they didn't like.
I need to know your first sight, please.
I will go first.
How many watches are you having?
I don't know. I'm not the bottom of them.
We could have three watches with two people per watch.
Yes.
Can I go and borrow a teaspoon for my...
Yes. Slith and Calhis would like to watch together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll watch with them and they can teach me snake tricks.
Who else?
Second, third.
So we have Slith and Calhis on third. Garut and Phelan on first.
We like to have the spellcrafters have their sleep interrupted.
Ah, yes.
Hang on.
There you go. That's better.
Yeah.
Being a cleric, Steve doesn't care when he's.
Your god just goes.
He just wakes up and prays, and that's the end of that. So,
right. These are
and Garut first, Slith and Calhis second. Is that going to be your standard watch pattern?
May as well be.
Yeah.
Phelan and Garut.
Until
Slith
we get some
more. I know why you want to watch with
Bastion
me.
And
Batman.
I don't mind NPCs, just don't like named NPCs.
Okay. Those not watching fall asleep.
Are we on first?
Sleepy boys.
Dooby dooby doo. In the night.
Dreaming of dwarves.
During this watch, in fact.
First watch.
Are you not sleeping?
I will be.
Well, I probably meditating for the statue.
But you haven't got cross-legged zen position.
No,
God, I've got right, Phelan and Garut may make me a spot check. Balazar may make me a will save.
Will save.
Will
save.
Cocked.
13.
Cocked.
Cocked in a better way.
Half cocked.
24.
Okay.
24.
Slightly
more.
19.
13.
19 for will save.
Yeah.
13
for my spot.
13. Phelan notices that Balazar seems to be having a reasonably restless night.
Ha! Serves him right. I hope that's his conscience pricking him up the bum.
Mr. Balazar,
You have a dream.
I normally do.
You have a dream.
Don't publicise them, that's all.
You dream. It's a peaceful society where all races and creeds live together in harmony. Yes.
How many times have we had that reference today?
What? You have a dream.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, a couple of times, actually. You have a dream.
Yeah.
In your dream, you're standing...
Are they going to stay a national holiday?
Oh, God. It could be a national holiday. In your dream, you're standing in a very large dwarven hall.
Mm.
There are pillars all down the hall. It is huge. Just like home. Big, big hall of stone. Big pillars right up the
Actually, I'm a shield dwarf. I'm not too sure about that, but anyway.
You live in a hold. Everyone lives in a hold. You're a dwarf. That's how you get stone cunning. You live in a hold. Big mind.
Are we showing pictures of stone from early ages?
This is a stone. Yes, that's
his own. Samples.
A to Z of stone. My first stone book and all that business. Yeah. Yes. Laced with gold.
Mm-hmm.
Columns reach skyward. The end of the long hall, flanked either side by casks of gold, sat on top of a very large throne, mm-hmm. is a bit of a
very short dwarf?
Bit of a dichotomy. No. It's a giant dwarf.
A giant? See?
He is a 10-foot tall dwarf.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah. And thingy. Yes.
He has long dark hair. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting reading from an enormous book.
Sure it's not a really rotund man?
Nope. It's a 10-foot tall dwarf. He's radiating calm.
Dwarf, okay.
Yeah, you know, he seems to be happily flipping through the pages of this book.
Mm-hmm.
He has a pair of giant dwarf glasses while he's flipping through the pages.
Wow.
Wonder where his optician is.
What are you doing?
Boots the chemist.
Balazar the dreams.
Hmm?
You can have actions in your
dreams. Oh, can I? I thought it was just like playing back by cinema.
You're free to act.
I stare at this giant dwarf with glasses.
He's quite far away. He's flipping through. He gestures at the floor in front of him, and a small stone chair appears, like a small low bench appears in front of him. He keeps on reading.
Hmm. Well, I'm always contrary, aren't I?
He occasionally dips a large quill and writes in the book.
I walk up to the chair.
Good.
He eats you, the end.
Oh, well. God, that gets me out of this forsaken dungeon. Thank the Lord. Okay, I stand behind the chair.
He gestures for you to sit down.
I stand.
Be seated.
Who are you that asks Balazar to be seated, O giant dwarf?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
I think you're a giant dwarf with glasses.
Yes. He folds them and puts them on the arm of his chair.
I have never seen you before, nor know of your name. I am Balazar the Wizard.
I know who you are.
Oh, well, that saves an introduction, then.
And you know who I am.
No.
No?
No.
Are you really that blind that you do not know who I am?
Smug, isn't he?
Closes the book and puts it down on a pile of other books.
I like some plain speaking. I do not know or recognize you.
Now,
do I?
That surprises me. Make me knowledge religion roll.
Knowledge religion? This is my roll. Knowledge. I have no religion whatsoever. 15.
It's not bad. It could possibly be a dwarven deity.
Possibly well, you worship. Well, I wouldn't know the one that I worship.
Not having personally met him, you wouldn't know to look at him.
Well, what about pictures and things in books and stuff?
I
know what Jesus looks like. I've seen pictures. If Jesus walked into the room, I know what he looks like.
Yeah, he's a skinny white guy.
Apparently.
But, you know, if I should have known a picture of my own God, no, I don't think there's anything against my own God.
No one really draws pictures of gods. Not really.
Well, yeah, they do.
Have you ever seen a picture of God?
A God? Well, no. I mean, not just the God.
No.
A blinding bit of light. How about the, all the other religions that have gods? Someone have a God. Ganesh. I know what he looks like. He's a God.
True. You've never seen a picture of this God.
Kali. Now there's a killer.
Sit down.
He's big, isn't he?
Yes, he's big. He's not intimidating in any fashion.
Okay, I'll sit down just to please the giant dwarf
god.
A giant dwarf god, maybe.
Let us keep this brief. You have done me a service. You serve me well. You have potential where you are. You will become a great servant of mine.
But I do not know who you are. He's going to have to say, I don't know who he is.
I will ignore your ignorance.
That's very kind.
You will figure it out, I am certain. As do you take my name in vain every time?
Christ.
Try again.
This episode features blasphemy.
Yet again.
Yet again. Okay, I said that. Alright, fine. I'll let him keep talking. He likes to talk.
He does, yes.
He does like to talk.
He does. He likes to be listened to as well.
Yeah.
I'm
listening.
I am willing to offer you a gift. You will grow into it as you attain greater understanding of your art.
I'm going to turn into a 10-foot dwarf? My god!
No. Oh. Are you having problems with that?
With the idea of turning into a 10-foot dwarf, you'd be a bit tough. But okay, anyway, enough.
He stands up, and as he stands, mm-hmm. by the time he reaches his full height, he is no taller than you.
That's clever.
He then sits back down on the enormous chair, with very little problem, as it has now shrunk to his size.
Hmm.
Is that better?
Thank you kindly.
That is not a problem. Size problem for you.
Well, I do get the odd taunt now and then. You know it is being a dwarf when you're so high.
Generally, being large tends to impress those who follow one. However, it seems that your skills and talents and observations it seems to have disturbed you. It surprises me.
Disturb me? No, I'm just usually contrary. Don't
worry. One of your
that.
Talents to read the true intentions of one who intended you harm and to deal with it in such a decisive manner, no matter what your companions may think. They will try, you know. I must warn you. They all consider you now to be a rather large threat. Especially
well, that's a bit hypocritical, but there we go.
Especially the lizard men.
I was going to say, especially the halfling.
Well, you never really trust the lizard folk, really.
No. I would watch your back if I were you. For a while, they will forget it. But for a while. I would watch your back.
I always watch my back, don't worry. It's always been me on my own.
As a great servant of mine, I would like to offer you a gift, a boon, perhaps, that you will eventually attain full mastery of, if you wish.
And what is the nature of this boon you offer?
It will allow you to manipulate
your... A better accent!
You're not even there. Good sleep.
No, even during the... I can offer you a whole range of voice.
It will allow you to control your art better.
Oh.
To use it in areas where it will otherwise be inaccessible to you.
Oh. And in return for this particular gift?
You have done me the service.
Oh, fair enough.
One who would have grown to power against me is no more.
Sounds fine to me. Nothing I wasn't going to do anyway.
Okay. This is fine. Stand. He walks down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up to you.
Okay, I stand out of the chair.
He puts his hand on your chest.
Right.
You feel a burning in your chest on the skin. It's like a searing. And you wake up.
It was just
a slight tingle on your chest.
Oh, it's heartburn again.
Have a bad dream?
No, it was quite pleasant, actually. I think I just got some heartburn from that sweet pork I ate earlier.
Sweet
pork. Mmm.
Wonder what happened to the kobold.
Kobold would taste like...
Chicken.
Snake.
Yeah.
Lizard.
Mr. Cuspy.
Yes. You wake up.
It's like my chest.
It's like a pain on your skin. It's not inside your chest.
Okay. I think I need another bath.
You've got scabies.
Chuck your character sheet.
There you go. Okay.
Chaotic evil.
I am new god.
New god.
I'm a first cut off my hand and pluck out mine eye.
In preparation for things to come. For another, don't forget, you also have to sever your head.
Ah, yes, the ultimate.
Head of Vecna.
Head of Vecna, the ultimate artifact. Remember, it's all about power, guys.
I thought it was about how to get home. Maybe if we go and find a
bear,
we'll be able to get home.
There you go.
They never did. Only heroes make it home. They never made it.
You have an ability change and a new special ability.
Okay.
Ooh. Is it anything exciting?
It's quite exciting.
If I kill random people, do I get stuff as well?
Maybe.
I'm going to be the only good person left.
One of your stats is changed as well.
I suspect Steve may manage to stay on just
that side.
I bet
he gets corrupted as well.
Yeah, you're going to end up chaotic evil.
All men get corrupted, all women.
It has gone the right way, trust me.
Yeah. It says so in the Bible.
Just means you're a little more brash than you were before.
Nah. Oh, no, 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 no.
So, that'll be an interesting stat block change. Special ability is very good, especially in Faerun.
Oh, right, okay.
There are areas on Faerun where magic doesn't work. At all.
Put my hand on the ground! In the giant!
Doesn't matter. There are also areas where magic is wild, but that's a different matter.
Okay.
But you can... There's no concern there for you.
Okay.
So,
is that Woot?
Yes. What are you doing?
I forgot I had Woot. Woot will say hello to everybody.
Woot says hello.
I'm going to vaguely taunt the wizard until he falls back asleep again.
Stop taunting the wizard! He doesn't like it!
Woot looks like
this. Yeah, he might fireball himself again.
And then I'm going to whisper to myself.
Don't knock it. I've done it before.
Probably.
I'm going to be whispering to Woot and go...
Right.
I'm
the same alignment as you now. I've so admired you, I've changed my alignment to match yours.
Are we changing watch now?
Yeah. The rest of the night passes without event. Oh. So, in the morning, what are you doing? Are you taking any opportunity to examine yourself?
I do that every night.
Because you will eventually notice.
Oh, go on then. That is a bit itchy.
It's not itchy. Not anymore. By the time you wake up, it doesn't hurt at all.
Okay.
In the center,
I haven't had a bath since Bragdor.
In the centre of your chest, about there,
yeah,
is a black disc.
Ooh.
And round the black disc is what looks like purple fire.
Ooh.
In the centre of your chest.
Is it moving, purple
fire?
No,
it's just static. Oh,
wow, there's a tattoo artist in the dungeon.
Neato. What the heck is this on my chest?
Are you
saying
that out loud or are you hiding?
No, I'm saying, what the heck is this on my chest?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you showing the party?
Yes.
Everyone can now make me a knowledge religion check.
They don't have it as a thing.
It's not particularly difficult, but it's not.
No.
You can make a knowledge religion check.
Knowledge religion.
Nine.
Ten.
Oh, no way! That's like whole. Two, three.
That's fine, he's not going to get into that.
And. 15.
Nah. You know. Bastion of Torm knows.
But keeps it secret.
It's whether Bastion of Torm does keep it secret. It's up to him.
You have to write on a piece of paper.
It's a symbol of God.
Which one?
Shah.
Is
he a bad god?
It's a she.
Yeah, she is.
She's a bad god.
Was that just an extremely hairy woman then?
It's a dwarf, you can't...
Bastion of Torm will enlighten you.
It's like, take you... done something favourable to somebody.
Oh, I don't know, I had a strange dream where I saw a giant dwarf in a hall of gold.
A dwarf?
Yes, like 10 feet tall. Not very communicative, a bit cryptic. Don't like those kind of dwarfs. Well, don't mind the cryptic, you know, but I'm a dwarf too, they don't talk a lot.
Do you know what this mark is?
I don't know, it seems to be kind of black and purple. It's itchy on my chest.
Not itchy at all.
It's not itchy on my chest, that's not corrected.
Just
have you heard of the night goddess Shah?
I don't know. Have I heard of the Life Goddess shop?
Roll. You haven't on your...
Natural 20! Of course I know everything there is.
You heard of it, have no idea what a symbol is.
I do a natural 20. I know everything.
No, you don't. Because
I'm a high priestess.
Actually, perhaps you were looking at it upside down and that made a difference when it's a disc with a purple edging. Mm. Oh, okay, yes. You understand now.
Yes, right. Shah. Shah.
Mm. Goddess of night, lies, deceit.
Well, she's given me this disc.
You're the perfect wizard for her, then.
Sure, I mean, he did fireball himself.
I didn't ask. Yeah. She just kind of gave it to me. So he doesn't have to do anything on
his own. Attacked by that big wolfy thing, he panicked and he fireballed himself.
Yeah. Mm.
Is that like wetting yourself?
Kind of, for a wizard.
What? A little pee came out of my finger and off it went.
He's just glad that Boyack died because otherwise Boyack would have laughed at him a lot for doing that to himself. It's like wetting yourself in wizard school.
If I wanted to kill Boyack, I would have put it further away. Instead I put it... Well, I got blasted. I got blasted.
Yeah, he's just incompetent. He's not malicious.
Yes.
Can I still poke fun at him? For being incompetent.
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
He might hurt himself though if he tries to go for you.
Me and my snake will get him.
As he scorching rears his own
face
off.
My snake.
Come on, me, come on, I tell you.
Yes. Right. Perhaps you should think about what this may mean for you.
Better abilities.
You're gonna die.
Well, yes. Regarding the different sense, I think I am going to die one day.
You're
when I'm incredibly rich and surrounded by dwarven beauties and halls and castles.
Cal Hiss and Slith is translating for Sliths as you discuss.
Hello.
Cal Hiss.
Yes.
I'm asking for food now. You can speak our language.
Yes. Cal Hiss, listen. Cal Hiss, learn.
Can you teach me how to speak so I can talk to my snake?
It's a snake. There are certain magics that let this happen. But it is not a natural thing for most.
Can I learn how to speak a language so I can speak to you?
Draconic.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I picked up some words from
your
single
wizard
blanket.
Friend also speaks it.
He's bad.
Shah. I'm not bad! Slith says Shah is the god of lies.
Well, that's because he
That's lies just lies.
He lies too. We should gang up on him and beat him with sticks.
Yes.
No, that is not
very
many
sticks.
Slith's...
I don't believe you were involved in the conversation fast enough at all. Slith's. I believe I was having a secret conversation with the scary lizard man.
Just off his ear, as he winging in.
Over in the corner, Slith seems to be gesturing in his direction.
I'll just keep watching.
She looks very confused for a second.
The excitement.
Hot roll plate.
I go back to playing with my snake.
That's my life.
Go back to praying and put
Oh no, I'll go and pray as well.
Are you going to pray?
Yeah.
Pray.
I forgot I prayed.
Pray.
Pray.
Yeah.
Gotta pray just to make it today.
You gotta
pray.
Okay.
Pray. I've got a black disc!
Woo!
Cool. Gives you good ability.
Yes. Pray. More power to the dwarf.
I will pray to my god that Buglack is in a very happy place and that he isn't mad that I killed him.
Oh, me too.
Very good.
I don't rib you about killing Buglack, who I liked.
Accident. Murder.
Murder, 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 murder. It's all semantics.
It's all semantics.
I cried. I cried in and out of character.
You cried out of character?
Yes,
she
did. That was really
Wow.
That was really
I know. I voted for Buglack on the poll.
I voted for Buglack.
Exactly.
You voted for Buglack, so there wasn't an overwhelming majority in favour.
No, I voted for the one I liked best, and I liked Buglack.
Did you notice the raising of the tension before I released the 13th episode? It was good, wasn't it?
That was all manipulated. Oh, yeah. Of course it was.
Very subtle. I must say, I didn't even notice it.
You lie. Excuse me, it works in the world of advertising.
I told him off for it, if that makes anybody feel better.
Water off a dwarf's back.
And they might have gone for the lizardman. They didn't, but they might have done. Poor old Callis didn't get one, did he?
I think so.
Well, here's a chance to develop him as an NPC.
Yes, I can now concentrate more on my two existing and remaining NPCs.
So, it's the morning.
I didn't mean it.
I know. We liked it, but
it's the morning. The dwarf has woken up with the Mark of Shah on his chest.
Mark of Shah! Shaboom! Shabala!
So now he's Balazar of Shah.
Shabalazar! Shabalazar!
You like that?
Shabalazar!
Uh-huh. Start learning a bit. Shah, potentially.
Right,
what are you doing?
Queen of Boogie!
No, she wouldn't be boobying. She'd be quietly sneaking up behind you with a knife.
Yeah. I know somebody that's more appropriate for. Okay.
Wow, time to find the exit. We've got a few ways.
Time to find the exit.
Oh, yes, it's a big time to get out of this biggest damn dungeon
I'm
ever.
I'm sorry. Do I have a big black mark of evil on my chest? No, I don't think so.
Well, see what you look like tomorrow morning, dear.
Where are you heading?
Well, there's a corridor we haven't tried up here.
North. The very far north?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above where you met Buglak.
The nation.
The other side. Here.
That's my favourite quote.
Oh, I see. Where you went south to meet Buglak
we
and
have
then.
Leaders of the nation.
Right, above where we are now, B17.
Oh, I know where you are. Yes, I know where you are.
The corridor at the very north.
Yes.
It goes east west.
Yes, you've been south down that corridor though, haven't you?
We've been south down there.
We've been all round there.
We've done all sorts of bits around there. We've not done the bottom end of the crossroads where we found the thing with a pit in it.
Yes, the pit. Where is this on the map?
In that top corner.
Pit, yes, there. Oh, I see where you are. Yes, there's the pit. And you missed that room there. Bottom right, I believe it's B21 you've missed.
We haven't found an entrance into that room yet.
No, you haven't, but you didn't actually go completely into that area.
No.
You pulled back because of being attacked by wolves, I believe.
Oh. And we're dying.
Oh yes, Boyk died there, so you pulled back. Mm. Okay, so you're going for that north corridor.
Tragic accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
right. You have the north corridor.
Magic.
For the north corridor, she is.
He's a wizard.
Does anyone care? No, Steve's driving.
Steve is driving. Hey, listen. This guy started out at 7th strength and God knows managed to hit. Now he's just turning into this uber powerful character before our eyes.
But not quite so uber as he can do 67 points of damage in a single round.
Oh, yes.
Could.
Without combat.
You wait to hear his plans for next level. Oh my lord. Oh my lord. My lord.
My plans for next level are to become the queen of the world and take over you all and you can all be my minions.
Mm-hmm.
We have
the
master lord. Well,
you come around the corner. Like,
so to speak.
Searching for traps. Back up.
I shall search for...
Not a trap, it's a big
monster. Everything wrapped.
Where would you like to be?
A room opens up.
He'd like to be at the back so he can throw a fireball on all of us.
Woo! Woo! It's not me, it's the black disc that makes me do it. Woo!
Okay. It's going to be interesting. You're going to have to start talking to him about Tom.
Where am I? I'll be with Galoot.
Right in the front.
Ooh. I don't want him to
where he can tumble forward and cast fireball backwards at the party.
Take a lot of tumble.
Tumble. He's learning it now.
I have whiskers, a little asterisk. Oh dear, no, okay, that's all right.
It's a dex-based skill which you can use.
Oh yes.
You can't use it, I'm trained.
Oh, no, I can't tumble, but I can stumble. And tumble.
Damn. Looks so easy when the thief does it.
Maybe I might move nearer towards the lizardy men. Please.
Back.
There. I'm very sorry, I'm
going
to have to cough,
yeah,
and it's
going to
be quite
Somewhere back a bit.
Okay.
Very good.
Are we happy?
My cough is lessening.
You come around the
corner.
Keep
an eye on
me. Yep. Ahead of you, there is a room.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on, whereabouts?
Up at the top. Up. Left.
That room there.
We're in there.
You're heading down that corridor.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You're heading towards that room.
I like these laser pointers.
I look for trap things.
In the room or along the corridor?
Along the corridor.
Make me roll.
Search.
Yeah, she finds it.
You get to the room without any traps.
I search the door of the room.
There is no door.
Okay. I don't then.
A few nondescript wooden benches circumscribe the room. On the back wall, a large map hangs limply. It looks old, though it is in good repair. The map details the layout of this entire section of the dungeon. There is a simple stone door
map.
To the south.
Yay!
That's a bloody map we've seen!
Where is the you are here arrow and where is the you need to get out here arrow? That would be good.
You now have a map.
Oh.
Is it like this map we have?
the map features 10 foot by 10 foot.
It's a bit smaller than that one.
Yeah, you wish.
It's 10 foot on a side, it's quite old, but isn't so brittle that it would be difficult to carry.
Except it's 10 foot by 10 foot.
It does not show any secret door locations.
That's handy, because ours doesn't either.
But it does show the location of every room, like your map does.
Even the rooms that you can only get to by going through secret doors.
Yes.
Oh!
Exactly like your map does. However, it is unlabeled, like your map.
So we can,
what's it made of?
Paper. Something skin.
Skin. Skin things better.
In theory, it'll crinkle and crack. It's old, but you think if you unfold it and fold it regularly, it's going to break.
How about we turn it into a cloak? We can reference it at any point.
What's 10 foot long?
A couple of cloaks.
I'll wear it as a cloak.
You need that giant dwarf to wear it.
I'll wear it.
Giant dwarf is a bit bloody supercilious.
You read the god descriptions. It's like, his avatar appears as a 10 foot tall dwarf. It's like, cheers, Moradin. What the hell's that about? 10 foot dwarf.
It's D20 Nuisances book that's come out. That's got big dwarfs in it. It looks very strange.
What?
Yeah, it's a book called D20 Nuisances. And it's just really quite funny. As it says, the subtitle is A Big Load of Crap. Which it actually is. Pretty much, but it's got a whole stat block for giant dwarfs.
Right.
And that's a 10 foot dwarf, though.
Perhaps I should have read that before.
Being a 10 foot dwarf.
Miniature giant space hamster.
Yes. Anyway.
Go off the eyes, boo.
Yes. There is a simple stone door to the south.
I shall check the door to the south.
What are you checking it for?
Traps.
Hello.
Really relevant question. Is there such a word as busyness? As in, despite the busyness?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, there is.
How do you spell it?
There B-U-S-I-N-E.
That just looks like business.
That's business.
No.
Why have you put a Y in it?
Because I've just spelt it business and then gone, that's not right.
Hang
on, busyness. Busyness. Business. Oh dear.
I don't know, I'm just writing a thank you letter, is all.
What are you saying?
Can you avoid the word
spelling and grammar?
No, and I've already written it.
Can't you try the word hectic?
No, because I meant busyness of the work.
Hectic nature of the work?
No, I've written busyness already, but it doesn't look
business. Yeah,
but
you've misspelt it,
so
it
doesn't matter. Just put a Y in the middle. Do some weird flamboyant scribble over the top that disguises the
name of the spelling. Just check for a Y.
They'll think it's a buffalo or something.
When in doubt, write it in a scribble and they can't make it.
Or just use it as busyness. Business.
Right, now there's a new poll. General does business. The word busyness exist?
And if it does it have a Y in it?
Yes, it means a company that you run. No, it is made up by Helen. Yeah. Yes, but it is spelt totally differently to this.
I'll just make it look like I'm just not any level.
Squiggle, yes. If you just do enough up and down squiggles, they'll just think it's some kind of M&M thing.
Yes.
Okay. There's me using there as well.
Yeah, M&Ms.
Mm. Your searching is
all gone now.
Have you got any hognobs?
No, that would be the low GI thing.
Oh, yeah.
She says...
A simple door to the south, you say?
You made me have Chinese.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I just searched the door to the south.
A simple door to the south.
Again. And I got the same number.
What would you get for your search check?
3.
You got 3?
Plus 11.
Ah.
That was a suspense.
You don't think the door is trapped?
I don't think the door is trapped.
You don't think. You never think the door is trapped.
I will, in my distracted and grief-stricken way, open the door.
Make me a fortitude save.
Is it pretty nasty, that grief.
Lots.
18.
That's fine. You open the door.
Everyone is quiet. We just don't like it.
The door opens into a reasonable
into the Muppets
long room. The door does not open to the Muppets. That's just me. You get your first XP there.
Who's that? Don't even know what the hell it was for.
No. Taking damage. How clever.
Didn't take damage.
I've been poisoned and we've got one day to live.
Yeah.
I can gadfly.
Right. As you enter the room, you notice it is similar to one of the rooms near the dungeon's entrance.
Yay! Are we back at the start?
Yeah. Along the back wall is a stone desk and a chair, and a bookcase covers the eastern wall. In this room, however, the bookcase holds volumes of tomes, not just one or two. A sheaf of papers lies on the desk, and the light glints off something metallic under the chair.
I go to the chair and pick up everything that is
in the room. I'm going to look at the papers on the desk.
As I'm the first person in the room, I will steal the things.
I'll keep an eye on everybody from the door.
As you get close, it appears to be a silver brooch.
I shall be going to said silver brooch.
He's going king the silver brooch.
Yes, it'll be very good for keeping my cloaks together.
Make me a reflex save.
And the sheer amount of facial jewellery you've got.
Yeah, it's heavily magnetic.
23.
23. You have evasion, do you not?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do, you're a thief. You dodge out of the way of...
Oh, yeah, remember evasion.
...of the fire trap as it explodes in your face.
Does it singe my eyebrows? Does it singe my eyebrows?
Doesn't singe anything, you've got evasion.
Protect the eyebrows at all costs.
Don't like this definition.
The books on the back wall begin to burn.
I didn't do it, it wasn't me, it was him, he burned it, he's the fireman, he did it.
As we said, looking from the door, looking at you.
You have the brooch in
you. You said you went over the books.
But you rushed in first, because you were going for the brooch.
I create water over the books.
How much water does that make?
Gallons.
Does it extinguish fire?
It's water.
Yeah, but I meant, is there a spell extinguish
fire? I'm sorry, don't agree that my husband doesn't understand the concept of water.
Can you use create water to put out a fire, or do you have to create it in a container? Is what I'm asking.
More how does this water appear?
I mean, are we using? Are we you creative? That's what I'm saying. Are we creatively using spell, or is it? Is a actually a lie? The silver brooch in your hand is burnt. It's yeah, cacked up now.
Was it already?
No, it was silver and shiny. Except the fire trap exploding on it.
Someone's idea of fun.
Yes, this spell generates wholesome drinkable water, just like clean rainwater. Water can be created in an area as small as will actually contain the liquid, or in an area three times as large, possibly creating a downpour or filling many small receptacles.
But a good
downpour?
You're downpouring.
Yes, and it's right. 2 gallons of water per level.
Yes!
12 gallons.
Now, I could have increased the challenge of this encounter by making the flame strike trap.
You get the
how many gallons?
12
gallons of water pour onto the bookcase.
Actually, I think you'll find those are American gallons, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. They're smaller than you
are they?
Use. Yes, yeah.
How much smaller?
About 10, I think so.
Really?
US gallons are different sizes.
Like the American statute mine is slightly less than the British standard mine.
Otherwise, you seem to get places faster in America.
Three or 4 inches, maybe.
4 inches.
Yeah, but that's a 1,000-mile journey.
Which is why the gallons can be smaller, because you still get the same amount of miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Anyway, with the complicated math, I'm going to put down the brooch and run away.
Yes, you deluge the shelf with water. Whoosh! Most of the books wash out in various squidgy, slushy, mulchy.
No.
Gone mulching.
You put the fire out, however. Yes.
Hooray. Is there any point even looking at these books now?
Not really. They were quite old anyway. They were written in Celestial, and now they're basically...
papier-mâché.
Yeah, pulp on the floor.
Someone's having a good laugh with us. Yeah. All these traps for no apparent reason.
You've got hiccups. Phelan has hiccups. Phelan holds her breath.
Keep holding.
Keep holding. Phelan passes out.
Make me a con save.
That's just not fair.
Fortitude check.
If she passes, can you make it stop?
Yeah, of course. If she passes, obviously it's going to stop.
Is that American Sign Language or British?
You've got to make it stop now.
Yeah, you've got to make it stop.
Right, you stop hiccuping.
That would be Lindsay's sign language to tell her husband she'd stop being mean.
Right, where are you heading? Out of the room with a squidgy bird.
Out of this point.
Nothing else in here.
Nothing.
You wonder why we're beginning to have this kind of difference about what's going on.
Sorry. Because we want to go home. Yeah.
Look, lovely book.
You can search the room in front of your eyes.
No, just from the cursory scan.
No, nothing in here from the cursory scan.
My baby. It's fine by me. How about Brianne?
Hey, what?
Scan. Steve's looking around
this time.
Bastion of Tom stands at the door and goes, nothing more in here.
I look.
You're searching.
I search.
Which room?
The room I'm in.
With the fire trap on the
wall. I can't find the room I'm in.
Alright, you don't find anything in the room in the fire.
Okay. I leave with the rest of the party.
Okay.
Hooray.
Where are you heading?
Somewhere else.
No other exits in this room.
Woot sings the blues. Now available on compact disc.
Back along the corridor. And back down to that crossroads we've not been yet.
Remembering our map.
Yes.
Let's remember this room.
Remember Poe Boyack. The lizard men start talking amongst themselves at this corner.
I understand some.
I them suspiciously.
They're talking in Draconic. They're not making any secrets.
I understand the swear words.
They're not swearing. They're just saying.
He understands them.
I know. Yeah. They're whispering.
Beep, 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 beep.
They're discussing how they were just discussing logistics of where people were standing.
Oh, that's nice. They obviously care about our comfort.
And where Boyack was standing and where the fireball went off and the radius and where it must have been targeted.
Do I understand any of it from my thinking of
language?
No, not
really. It's quite complex.
And it would be a very silly wizard indeed who blew himself up with his own fireball.
You're probably thinking explosion and things like that. Fireball, you probably know in Draconic by now. It's probably what he shouts when he casts fireball.
No, he can really confuse people by
actually,
casting
just comes
fireball.
Out in the finger. I don't really say anything.
My confusion.
There's a problem. There are words and there are gestures. You stand there,
but nobody knows what they are.
Make them all
written down.
It's the magic language for whoopee fireball.
Yes,
whoopee fireball.
You should be confused and
by that like a fireball.
The trigger word is kaboom.
Farting noise.
You're here.
I need to speak louder so I can get heard. You're all loud.
There's a statue here. Or is that there's a rockfall here. Excuse me. There's a room here.
Oh yeah.
At this crossroads, where are you going?
Four ways to go.
You can go north. You can go east. You can go south. And you can go west.
Which way is the exit?
Possibly any of those directions.
Damn you.
I believe the exit's still northeast.
I believe there is a
that's door in the bracket template
that we've seen before up the top, isn't it?
Why am I not allowed to do
a rockfall here.
That
door off the left.
It's a different corridor, I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
it's
safer than that.
You haven't actually been up to the rockfall.
These are awful.
What? This because the
prawn crackers.
Chinese prawn crackers, as it were, from the takeout shop.
Where are the fortune cookies?
I passed it to you, my love.
I see it.
You probably did. Okay. You found the new fortune cookies.
Yeah. Oh, is that shield spell?
Yes, it was indeed. You're absolutely right. Well spotted.
As I said, a shield spell.
So, yes,
you're in this
prawn shield.
You're here. At the point where Boyack died, where are you going?
The smell of victory.
Oh, the pillory room.
No, that would be
the walls are still slightly charred here. Where are you going? South, east, north.
I'll have a smell of burnt cobalt in the morning. It's a smell of victory.
South?
Yes,
south.
South?
Yes.
As I passed the spot where Boyack was still dying. Murmuring to breath top.
I do the same.
Are you doing yours to start more?
Is it bad karma to tear the fortune?
Yeah,
yes.
It means you're going to hell.
Yes.
It means you're going to hell.
Oh dear. Oh
that's
dear.
A little harsh, Ben.
Creditors
better
have
check your chest.
Creditors have better memories than debtors. That's really rubbish. No wonder it ripped.
The best one we had is help. I'm stuck in the
cookie
you come to Mercedes Junction. To your right, there is a dead end. To your left, the corridor bears to the left.
Go left.
Go left. You go left.
Go left, my son.
You get to the corner. That's the corner. We have a complete wall.
Go left. It's over. Go left. It's over. Go left.
God, you're chompy.
Not me.
No, no,
chomp a lot.
Chomp the dwarf.
So a chomp a lot. The corridor bends that way, and there is a door up there.
Whoa.
Come around the corner, and there's a door almost immediately on your left hand side. Corridor extends quite a way and then eventually bears to the right after passing what you know to be the corridor where that leads back to Boyack's demise. Poor old Boyack.
The door, yeah.
Door!
Yes. Door!
Let me just check if said door is open or closed. Because I can never remember whether all the doors are open or closed. The door to the room is closed. It is also locked.
It says so.
I will check the door for traps. I just remembered everybody was looking at me because I'm the person that does that.
Yeah.
Okay, wondering why you're looking at me.
It's demarcation, sorry.
26. Just to check the door for traps.
You don't think the door is trapped?
I never think
don't think. Oh, me, that means it's 32.
What does the lock look like? Does it look like I could easily open it?
It looks inviting.
It doesn't look like an easy lock, but it looks like you could do it.
Okay. Stand back, chaps. I can open this door.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You so can.
Pick open lock skills. Uh-huh. 16 plus 17 is
33!
33 locks.
A mere 33. The lock clicks open. Well done.
Okay. Just bear with me one second.
Are you opening the door?
Mm-hmm.
Stone columns run from floor to ceiling. The columns are carved with symbols from an ancient language you can't quite discern, as well as graffiti left behind by the vagabond goblinoid races, who clearly had a key.
Damn! Yeah.
The rapid scrawling of goblins and the heavier script of bugbears can be easily made out. The columns in the back of the room are in better condition than the ones closest to the door. The floor of the room is littered with debris and small rocks.
I shall stride carefully forward and give the room a quick search.
How are you searching the room? Describe to me how you're searching.
Uh-oh. The way that means I won't get killed.
Have you seen The Gamers?
No.
Did I say I was walking in? I meant I was crawling in. Did I say I was crawling in?
I shall be...
You need to watch The Gamers.
Walking carefully towards the room, watching my feet and... keep an eye out for any holes that open in the walls.
Or flies, or ceiling.
Or ceiling, or
anything that shoots out
are you
just, of
are you searching? Pillars. What are you searching? Are you searching the columns? Are you searching the walls? Are you searching the floor?
I'm just looking.
You're searching the debris on the floor.
I hate this, because you always... You're going into a room.
I need to know where areas like you're searching. Yes, make me a roll. A search check.
Does any of the Greek feety say Buglak was here?
18.
After
about 30 minutes of carefully searching through the debris.
Well, I don't think I'd be searching for that long.
Half an hour's a long time. We're all waiting at the door, mate.
Okay. You can never come in the room.
Okay, you don't find anything then if you don't search for that long. It's a big room.
So
well, I'll search for that long then. You
find a brown leather bag.
Fantastic. What's in the brown leather bag?
Money.
Ooh, how much?
24 copper.
I'll empty the copper and take the bag.
Oh, no, if you run out of sling bullets, copper comes in handy.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, a copper coin, yeah.
Okay, I'll just take the bag. Look what I found! A bag!
You're not finding a lot of good stuff in this dungeon, what we found.
But it's nice, it goes with our outfit. It's very pretty. Where is
you think we'd find more stuff around here, but who knows?
I've forgotten what my outfit is.
People who've been through here before have taken it.
There was some copper in it, but it was too heavy.
Look, goblins and bugbears and things have been through here.
Oh, of course. Yes.
They've put graffiti all over the place.
Graffiti.
Hmm. What does it say?
It says Balazar, the nasty wizard man.
It's way rogues every day. It's the only way to deal with it.
I'll go in and have a look at the first column. I'll see
okay. Carvings seem to...
Confused GM by the sound of it.
Yeah, the graffiti covers what appears to be quite delicate carvings on the columns. It seems to be, from what you can tell from the columns and your understanding of celestial and that sort of thing you build in, that it's discussing how this area was built, and there are pictograms of people building certain areas of it.
People putting in fiendish traps and what?
Yeah. No, we'll set up this room with, like, you know, desk and drawers and tables and loads of books. And then we'll put a fire trap on it. It'll be so hilarious! But we won't be here to see it, but it will be hilarious! Yeah.
The graffiti that covers it is written in Draconic. Goblin.
It's okay, I read Goblin.
That's good. It's written in Goblin and discusses, basically, the equivalent of their history in the area. It's a lot of, you know, it comes down to things like Gorbag came to area. This and scribbles a bunch of numbers you don't quite
know. Came to area B.
Yes. Came to region B.
Room 21.
Yes. Dashbag came and left. You know, these people came here. These people did this. It's a basically.
Does an apostrophe after an S mean there's two or something?
After an S it means it belongs to a group of whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, we even teach English.
Okay.
It is our native tongue.
Yes. So, what are you doing?
It's not mine.
That's what he did. On the back end.
Good.
You know, these cobalt steaks are quite crunchy.
Very good.
Any bit of cobalt last night's steak sample?
No. So, where are you heading?
No.
No?
We should formulate a plan for getting out of here.
We are doing.
Which is...
I think we sacrifice you to the god of the dungeon and then the god of the dungeon.
Are you going all the way north? Because I'm going to have to move this bit down here now, I'm afraid.
Damn you.
Sorry, you're about halfway across the map, so it's not so bad. You're here.
We've seen the map, so we know there's shag all there.
Why are we going that way?
But we know it's a dead end.
We've got that 10-foot map.
What's it then? Gets to a room.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
Is Hal reading a different map to
a room? Doesn't join.
Nope.
Oh dear. We seem to be lost in the dungeon more than we normally are.
It's just very dark.
Oh, okay.
So there is a room there.
Oh, okay.
Is that?
In here, it's a funny shape.
Oh my lord. And the door.
Okay.
Your house won't let me send messages.
It's very poor.
You will
Yes.
There is a door.
Not that I'm sending messages in the middle of this very exciting and riveting game.
When we just come to a door.
There's a door.
Yes, are you texting out for advice?
Yeah.
Please help me.
You
should text game support.
23.
You're trying to take a photo again.
No, I'm not actually. I'm just sending a message.
Is that so you got rogue support helpline?
23.
Yes.
You don't
pay those drill pieces.
Bless you. You don't think it's trapped.
Sorry.
Mini Mouse, you don't think it's trapped.
Okay. Okay, I'm good. I shall open the door. Is it locked? Is it open?
It is not locked.
I shall walk through the door and get the fireball.
Right.
Well, you have
walk through the door confidently that I'm not going to be struck down by any fireballs, wizard scent or other.
You've got evasion.
It's
not like they hurt.
Well, they
weren't. No, you missed them completely. You've got, oh,
you need improved evasion.
You have those Matrix moments where you just kind of go whoosh, whoosh, and they fly past you.
Bullet time.
Yes. Magic took a bit of a dive in 3rd edition, though.
Okay. This room is covered in vines, lending it an earthy smell. Beneath plants, you can barely make out a series of strange stones. The room is separated into three square sections, and a layer of ash blankets the granite floor tiles. In the centre of the room is a thin pedestal with a bright gem affixed to it. The pedestal has strange sigils carved into its base, though they appear worn down, and they cannot clearly be read. The only apparent exit is the door you entered through.
So this gem.
Oh, that's such a leading sentence.
Sorry. The only apparent entrance, apart from the secret there, the secret door.
So this gem apparent. Then.
So the gem then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Shiny.
Yeah, but no, but
quite
yeah,
obvious, no, but the gem. It'd be difficult to pinch it without...
anyone?
I think we just give up and just let the rogue have everything, because let's face it, just have to nick it one way or another.
Fine.
Vines.
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 Anyone? Anyone?
Vines.
Vines?
I don't know.
No, I was doing so well, I winked myself
on it. No, you're bad.
No, you haven't.
I'd only done one air.
This is a link now on the website in one of the summaries of what the hell you're talking about.
Little Britain is the best series in the world.
There you go.
We love balance.
This is not just crazy.
Right, theme tune. Theme tune.
There we go. Stop it now. This is an odd shape room.
We don't have a theme tune for the dungeon. That's a good point.
Well, we don't.
I forgot we named ourselves.
Team Cripple.
Team Cripple is back!
I clicked on those things on that map thing and it was like the team blah blah blah. Team Cripple. Yay!
We deliberately hamper ourselves.
I forgot we told ourselves.
Yes, we do. We kill our own party members. We deliberately hamper
ourselves. We don't kill our own party members.
No, it's all of us. That's white man.
Okay.
That makes sense, black.
Okay. Sorry, it's a punchline for a Lone Ranger and Tonto joke.
Oh, okay.
They're completely surrounded by Indians, and he goes, "Well, Tonto, looks like it's the end for us." And he goes, "What's this wee business, white man?"
You mean Native Americans, of course.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
Anyway.
So, Romans. Very good.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, then treasure.
sorry.
Yes, vines and possible treasure.
Okay.
Vines, best summon
the
druid.
And we can't read.
If you're desperate.
Well, they're poisonous.
Some are.
They're generally, there's not a lot to eat on them.
A bit tough.
Well, they come alive like poison ivy's vines.
Maybe. Well, who knows in this world.
Calvis, could you and Slit come and have a look at these?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come and eat us. I've heard that some vines can do that.
Slit kneels down by the door. He picks up a vine.
Is there one hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah. You want to swing?
She says something in
Draconic. You want to swing across the ceiling and grab the gemstone?
Sure. She says they are just vines.
Oh, good.
Natural, growing from the floor.
In the dark.
Is there in a dark dungeon.
Is there any in the ceiling or high up?
Oh no, there's
no.
Just coming from the floor. They're growing out of the floor.
Damn it! There goes my Tarzan moment.
Oh, vines that grow in the dark.
If you like, I could throw you across the room and you could grab the gemstone as you fly past.
They appear cultivated here to grow quickly from the floor.
Hmm? How quickly?
As quick as a plant may grow.
Oh, that's right.
Not unnaturally so.
Japanese knockweed, bloody fast, goes up meters a day. Like bamboo.
Where's this Japan?
Where is this Japan?
Yes, what is
it?
The land
I didn't say it was Japan, I thought it was Japanese. Never heard of Japanese?
No.
Japanese are the Japs? Okay.
Character.
Caratorian
knockweed. Caratorian knockweed. Yes.
Knockweed.
I will go and have a look around the room. I will search until I find the thing that we get sent in here for.
Oh, come on.
21.
Unbelievable!
You're searching your room.
Yes.
You don't find anything of interest.
Where's this gemstone?
On a pedestal in the centre of the room. It looks like a large sapphire.
Now hang on, I seem to remember something else on
that
pedestal
so
recently.
It's quite a small sapphire. It's only about that.
I praise.
It's only the size of a pigeon egg.
Yes.
Hardly any size at all.
Six. I think it's worth £1 million.
Yeah, it's clearly worth loads of money.
Okay.
Or nothing.
Yes, how does it look to be set into the thing?
It just seems to be set
sitting there, waiting for you to pluck it.
Okay, everybody, just so you know, I'm now going to take this sapphire, because I like it, it's very
Where's the exit to the room? Climb sure this back out.
Yeah, because it's not trapped or anything, I've checked.
You searched the room.
You haven't
searched
the pedestal. Okay, I'll search the pedestal for
traps. But is the pedestal not part of the room?
17 plus...
A lot.
11, 8, 9, 12, 11.
Which
gout? 28.
The pedestal is trapped.
Oh, fuck it.
There is some kind
of... That's a new party member. Fuck it.
The last
Using your fantastic group senses, realise there is some kind of magical trap on this pedestal.
Do I know what it can do? What it will do?
In theory, yes.
What will it in theory?
In theory, you know it'll explode and harm you. But you also have an instinctive idea how to get rid of it.
How?
By using your great thiefy skills. Okay. Never ever explains how a thief disarms a magical trap when it's just a spell.
Okay. I shall.
But you can! By hammering a pitten into it or something, presumably.
Sitting on it.
Actually, it's because thieves are vaguely magical.
I shall.
Yes.
Disable device.
Go ahead.
On my plus 13.
Oh.
High number.
17.
30.
30.
Yay!
I hit
the
magic number.
30. 30?
Yeah.
You think you've disabled it?
Go me.
Unfortunately, the DC was 32,
okay.
So step back.
Okay, I'm going to take it now.
You leave the room and cower in fear behind a handy wall.
And then I'm going to run. I need some boots for springing and striding.
Well, you bravely cower.
That would be expensive.
Oh, yeah. Speed.
Okay, I grab the gem and run.
The gem clicks off the top. You start to run. You stop running and realise nothing has exploded.
No, I keep running till I'm out of the room.
You stop outside the room and realise nothing has exploded.
Look how good I'm getting. Mine. Oops, no, I didn't take anything.
We kind of suspected for some time now.
And then you wake up and it's all a dream.
I have a dream. Look at this, bloody dreams.
Sweet. See, this is
black.
It's in my skin.
Purple. Cool, it's the same colour my robes. Nice, eh?
So you close the door and pretend to pick the lock again and open
it
up. Ooh, vines and no treasure.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Okay. And wake up. Look, I picked the lock.
Look to my eyes, look at my eyes, look at that. Look at my eyes.
More references to Little Britain.
But it's so good.
Little Dungeon.
No more. Most of the people who listen have never seen it.
My name is Phelan Vicky Pollard.
Stop it now. I'm going to have to start putting links up. Go on. There is a link. Actually.
More links. Yeah.
Ride the theme tune.
Stop it now.
Ride the theme tune.
On band. Little Britain is banned.
I shall put my non-existent sapphire in my pocket.
Right.
Just so...
Ka-chunk.
It's from room B27.
Oh gosh, I don't know
you're
going there,
so it's
B27.
Yeah.
That's not a
pen.
Just
not
a
great.
And just so you know, in case you need it for spell components or anything, and as you failed very badly on your appraise check,
yep.
It's worth 600 gold pieces.
Ooh.
Mine, oh mine, oh mine.
Where do you think the exit is?
I don't care.
Oh,
we're getting disturbed.
I think we could just keep heading north. Because north is up, and up is
out. Room. No, I mean, what session is it? Session.
That lot
is
up.
We have no more up options.
No more up options?
No.
Oh dear.
Well, we do.
We have no more cross options. As we can see, that room on the map's not on here.
What about this? The room is on a maze!
We said six doors.
Sorry, it's
there.
Yes, there would appear to be a corridor coming out of a room that doesn't exist. Out of the wall.
At that point,
have a look around that area. For
yes, Phelan can search that area.
We all search the area.
God, am I just your personal search monkey?
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you looked at that 10-foot map? Look at that maze area down there.
23 for searching whatever it is the party would like me to search.
23A.
I don't do armpits.
Aren't you good at seeing things in rocks?
Yes, as
you
but know, I haven't been told anything.
As you know,
just doing a really dumb pose.
As you know the rough area to look.
Yes?
As you know the rough area to search, Bastion has decided there may be a secret door there, you find a small stone set into the wall.
Yay, very I close, steal it.
Very close to the floor that you think may be hiding a button.
Okay.
Or maybe the trigger for some evil trap. You know,
in order to remove it from the wall, will require a disabled device check.
Cool.
Anyone else helping?
No, we're out of the room.
Disabled device.
Out of the room. Come on, you big coward. 18
plus 13.
Are you standing out of the room?
Yeah.
31.
You click the cover.
Yes.
There is a button, like a small switch.
I press it. Click it, switch
you
it, turn it.
Press, click the button.
Oh crap.
Boom!
Boom! Oh, throw.
Right in front of you.
Is it to the place?
Hardy Boom is the name of the drummer.
Right in front of you.
Big pair of gnashing jaws.
A door slides. Basically, the wall slides into the floor.
Ha! Look what I found. That's great.
Exposing a corridor.
I haven't even killed myself or anything.
Ooh. Yeah.
Exposing a corridor which goes down and then turns left.
Phelan has her first encounter with sleep.
Yes.
Ooh, we follow the corridor.
Everyone?
We probably go back into the room and follow the corridor.
Yeah. You're at the back.
Yeah.
No, I'm at the back.
He's at the back.
But you're letting him go first.
Oh, yes.
Right then, you follow the corridor.
Ta-da.
Corridors are being followed. This is all interesting.
Well, that's because there's an awful lot of corridors in dungeons, usually.
We haven't killed anything yet this week.
I know.
The wizard like this room.
Oh.
Is it? Filled with kobold-shaped targets.
Kobolds with targets painted on them. You never let them live that down, kid, you know.
They would have done the same.
Oh, I would have chopped his head off.
Well, there you go.
I would have stabbed him in the back.
Well, hang on, didn't I already do that?
Exactly, he was already dead.
You can't kill
someone who's already dead.
He was already
dead. You managed.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, there you go, ask us how clever.
I realised technically, had he been tried and found guilty of his murder when he wasn't really dead, then you could, and then they just go, oh, I don't like double jeopardy, it's stupid.
No, exactly.
Right. You come around the corner into quite a large room. This room's walls are covered with wands. Each wand looks masterfully crafted.
Wow.
You can't see
we found
any...
Harry Potter's wand shop.
You can't see any hooks, so
that was
magic must be holding the wands to the wall. The walls behind the wands are covered with a rich green moss. The floor and ceiling are free of moss and are polished blue marble.
The wand room!
The room of wands.
The room of wands. My god, look at all those wands! I'm going to detect magic on the room!
Previously trapped.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I will search the
wands. All the wands detect as magical.
The wands are all magical!
Searching traps.
I'm going to start having a system where if I put my hand up, nobody can speak. Because nobody can hear me. And then I shout, and then I cry.
Alright, well, it'll be quiet now.
Lindsay says, yes. No, Phelan says,
yes.
I forgot.
You're searching for traps.
Yes, I shall search this room and make sure that it is not hideously trapped with fireballs.
Okay.
Because I don't like fireballs.
You're searching just the room in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Specifically to see if any of the wands are trapped.
Okay, do it.
I get 21.
You don't think the room is trapped?
Which means it probably is. Anyway.
Go for it, Balazar.
Look, Balazar, pretty things. You can have them, I don't want them.
Yeah, pretty magic sticks.
Magic sticks.
They might not be magical, I can't tell.
They are magical. He's cast detect magic.
Yeah, all I can't tell that.
All kinds of magic.
They're not just
all kinds of different levels of magic.
Ooh, tempting. And they're not trapped.
Nope, definitely not.
Are there any other exits on this room?
Yes, there's a door. Bottom right.
Ah, yes, but the
instructions. Right, go over and stand by it. And look into the room.
You go to them. Yep, okay.
What does this one do?
You're grabbing it.
Yes.
Any particular kind of wand?
Is there a shiny.
There's lots of shiny ones.
Shiny black one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll grab that one.
About your height.
Yeah.
Yep, you grab it.
Yeah, man. So, what do you want? Fortitude?
Reflex? Percentile roll. That's not the right one. Will.
Oh, fuck.
What's your alignment?
Chaotic good.
Yeah, Will.
Oh, don't make me admit Will, say I'm a fucking fighter.
I will serve.
You picked one. Oh, that's 19 actually, that's not too bad.
You. It seems to be, you know, one.
You want it?
Surprisingly. What?
I just remembered.
What?
I like playing with wands.
Yes, you
do.
Now that you've picked one up, I'm going to pick one up.
Right.
The most garish one in the room.
Yes, there's a big one with knobbly, dangly things all over. Okay. That probably jingles.
Abracadabra!
Let me will serve.
Yeah, go.
Actually,
will. Will, oh god, I don't remember. Nine.
Nine, eh?
Yeah.
Dear. Something
up. Dear
God, how
can you
have
nine?
Because I only have
a will of three.
You have
three?
She has no...
Amazing.
That's why I steal stuff. Borrow stuff.
Your will serve has dropped.
Mine?
No, Balazar's. Anything that is dictated by the staff that dropped is now down by one.
Okay.
Including your will serve.
Would it be his wisdom that dropped?
Maybe.
And then where's this spell at?
Spell?
B-E-S. Ah, there it is, right at the bottom of the page. Ooh, necromancy. Choose one of the following three effects.
Ooh, pardon. Yes, drop off.
Minus four.
Lindsay say bye-bye.
It's one way out of the dungeon.
Oh my god, that's horrid.
I know. How busy does somebody want to ask me some random questions for my health and safety?
Sure, I'll do.
If someone has a broken leg, what do you do?
Get the supervisor, the first aider.
If someone is vaguely injured, what do you do?
You get the supervisor and acid or water.
Go on then.
The blue section, the answers are at the bottom.
If it's acid or water.
What? I'll burn it.
Has broken their leg?
No.
If they're on fire.
Their leg is broken, but they are on fire.
Question 8.5.
It doesn't matter the numbers.
Okay. If an electrical hand tool that you have been using becomes covered in water, what action should you take before using the tool again? A. Wipe the outside of the tool dry and carry on working.
Somebody
B. Have the tool checked for electrical safety by a qualified electrician.
That's the answer. That's the answer.
There's two more to go.
That's the answer.
You're going for option B. Have the tool checked for electrical safety by a qualified electrician.
Fuck it, just keep going.
You are correct. The answer is B.
Thank you. Yeah. Another random one.
I want to read one.
All right, here you are. A
random, anything with the blue at the top, up to there basically, okay. At the beginning of the book. I have to get 85% past.
It's like a rogue's manual, isn't it? You can look across a trap.
Who can drive an excavator on site?
Me!
Anyone who is qualified and permitted.
Me!
Have I heard the answers yet?
Yes, you're not even doing multi choice.
Anyone who has a driving licence with no penalty points. Anyone who needs to use it. Anyone who is competent and authorised.
Yes.
Or anyone who is over 18 with a personal licence.
Anyone with blonde hair.
Anyone who stole
only
it.
Only the blind.
You can get a disabled driving patch type thing if you're a blind driver. Registered blind driving.
To determine the safety of the atmosphere in an excavation, which of the following is essential?
Use a meter.
Using specialist meters,
looking
for toxic gases, sniffing the atmosphere after entry.
Strike a light,
and you'll be right.
Only entering for a short period to enable a quick escape. Do I know the answers?
It's on the bottom.
Oh, okay. I was taking your word for it. Sorry.
It's like a rogue's manual.
1311. A. Yes, you're right. I assume you're right about these ones because they were kind of common sense.
Lindsay?
Yeah?
You touch the wand. It's very garish. You feel particularly weak. Lose 6 points of constitution.
I blame Helen. Okay, somebody else.
You can do a full risk assessment beforehand.
That's my downfall.
We need Helen to do a risk assessment of
the dungeon.
If it's easy again, I can go away. But
well, we can ask you when we're done and stuff. And that will work.
When is your test?
Tomorrow.
It's the big test. There'll be lots of important people going.
I'd like to pass because the other two people in my office who've done the test recently both got 100%.
Okay.
Oh, that's tough to
say. If I don't, I ought to be slapped.
Does that mean they're 100% safe?
Lose 6 points of what?
Constitution.
Question 6.1.
So my ability score goes from 11 to
5.
Yes.
Which is minus.
Well, no, I've got 13 as my temporary score, so it goes from 13 to 5 to 7 or 11 to 5.
13 to 7.
Yeah.
Most just test write it temporarily next to it.
I haven't even read the rest of the questions.
7 to
16. The answer is. Correct.
And you lose 18 hit points.
That question's in there about 6 times in different ways.
34 minus 18.
Don't climb ladders then.
Not without a safety harness. Or that you checked it before you've used it.
This is scary, Helen. You've noticed
you just feel weaker for some reason.
There's a jingly garish one. When I read them through this morning, I thought...
There's a fantastic line in this room. It says... Chances are, if they made it this far into Region B, they aren't touching anything in this room anyway. don't know the players very well, do they?
Shiny!
Mine!
I've noticed the wizard hasn't touched a bloody thing.
Is that because he's a coward? Cowardly wizard.
Look! Wand!
Yes, excellent! I'm sure you'll be able to use it wisely.
No, I'm trying to get it. Where'd it send?
I shall use my wand to clean out my ears.
Ah,
it's very good at that.
This is one I got wrong earlier. What do the letters ACOP stand for?
Acid control.
Accepted code of practice, approved condition of practice, accepted code of provisions, or approved code of practice.
You should be charging people to listen to this recording because we're teaching them this and safety code. You can download this audio for $9.95.
This book, to do the test, costs £35.
Ouch!
The work paid
back.
Yeah. And I bought shiny goods. When I got the
expenses
check.
What does this do? How do you do? Be a registered.
I will have my CSCS Health and Safety Operative card. Wow. No idea what that means.
And that's tomorrow, is this test?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good luck, my love.
A very supportive husband who didn't know you had
to. I have to go to one of Finn's previous places of work.
Oh, yes, yes.
Eh?
SGS.
No, the Midland Hotel.
Oh, sorry.
Not the place where they burn teddy bears with a blowtorch.
No.
Well, they don't just do that.
They don't just burn teddy bears with a blowtorch.
They do sleeping bags as well.
Yeah, they pull the heads off dolls and stuff like that.
No, sleep over bags. Sleeping bags are covered with a different regulation. Sleepover bags can be dangerously flammable.
Flammable?
Dangerously flammable. So given the choice, you showed, mine's the sleeping bag! And you dive in it.
Who's for a sleepover? No.
Yes,
no, sleep in. That's fine. Sleepover, very bad. What is a sleepover bag?
Gone through the
whole book. No, I
have to do it. It's for girls who wear negligees and then beat each other in the fucking purse all night long.
Nobody wants it. No, thank you.
You may want to extricate said cat from in here.
One
did wander in.
It might have wandered back out again.
Anyone Kills else doing anything?
I'm falling over in the dramatic fashion. Good.
I feel
You haven't won.
Your sofa looking like it hasn't moved at all.
Oh, it did come in.
You haven't won.
Although actually, yeah, you did hallucinate earlier on, so maybe you are.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. No, I pharmacist, did. What have you been doing?
In the car earlier on.
Oh, we drove past this lorry and I could have sworn it said electronic whiteboards and science on the side.
Surprisingly, it didn't.
Balazar
is not touching the wands.
I have actually fallen to the floor.
Balazar's got an awful boring adventure against
this. It's still magical.
Yes, it's still magical.
It is.
No, it's still magical.
I poke her around.
Nobody gives wizards a room full of wands. No, it doesn't matter. She's weak.
I don't have a vow of chastity.
She's weak.
I can't even roll over for you. Sorry.
I thought he did.
Oh. Yeah, he has every other vow. He decides he wants to do some fun in his life.
Let me spell the sex machine!
No, he's not allowed to roll.
She's cursed. Sex machine. Orgasmic run.
That's definitely probably.
He said that very quietly, so I wasn't supposed to hear.
No, I didn't. You were chattering at that end of the table.
I recommend nobody touches any of these ones.
But they're so pretty.
Where have you been there, Bastion?
They're so pretty. Nothing happened to him. Right. It's always funny, but I think it's not fair.
It's got
even nicer and shinier.
Yeah. It's not fair. It's fine.
We can still have a shiny wand. Shiny, jangly wand.
I wave it around and go,
it jangles.
Yes, we can sort you out, don't worry about it.
Well, I feel better soon. I think I'm dying.
Well, have you still got Dispel Magic running?
Does Dispel Magic
run? Dispel Magic? Detect Magic. I've still got Detect Magic running. Concentration, is it?
Round 11.
The one that Garut is holding is giving off faint abjuration magic.
Abjuration.
Right. And the one that Lindsay is holding is giving off moderate necromancy.
Moderate necromancy.
Yes.
Biscuits.
They're like
hobnobs.
Abjuration necromancy. There we go.
And polos.
That's nice. I've got no idea what that means.
Yes.
It means
it'll
clear
your ears. I want his wand. Well. I don't want this.
Do you want a swamp wand?
Here, you have this one. It's better for cleaning your ears out with.
I know the bits get stuck.
No, it ensures ear canal.
Ear cack.
Yeah, it gets rid of ear cack really well.
Poor old ear cack.
I would have got rid of ear cack really well, but he wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a few tricks about that bloody later.
And he smelled really bad.
Yeah.
Really smelly ear cack.
Smelled of fiaca.
We don't tell you off smelling really bad.
I smell really bad.
I don't stick my arm up to the shoulder in a puddle of shit.
Hey, I had a bath after that.
Yes, but he's still doing it.
And I was hit by a troll. So never mind.
He was a troll. He was an ogre.
Looks like a troll.
Well, if you come this way, we'll if you have a look at this door, we'll see if we can go through it, and we'll see if we can fix it.
Okay, but I think I need to be carried.
There's lots more.
I don't get open.
She's too bloody heavy. Chink, 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 kaboom. My God.
I'm 31 pounds, I'll have you know, and I haven't put an ounce of weight in this.
Really?
I'm on a diet.
Oh, yes, you feel somewhat heavier now.
How much can I lift? Oh, my life load is less than 26 pence.
Uh-oh.
You, Garut, can lift me.
I'll grab Felin by the leg.
You're not that bad, you can walk.
Yes, I know I can.
Oh, I see.
I'm role playing. I'm sorry, Al. I know it doesn't happen very often, but you know, actually, some people can role play.
I'm very sorry. I just forget that sometimes. You have a bang.